ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rats off a ship.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good, good, good. What do you got today for Rats Off the Ship?
All right. First off, we have Dave Portney saying, Brad Marchand's winning one cup in Boston is better than winning 20 in Florida.
Who said that?
The guy from Barstools?
Portnoy.
Yeah.
I like that you called him Portney, though. He doesn't deserve to have his name right.
I don't even know what I said, to be honest.
I thought she said Portly.
He is Portly.
Even though you would love to hear that.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. That sounds like loser talk from a loser franchise that hasn't won a cup in 10 years. Like, I don't know what to tell you. What do you got,
that's
rust?
Exactly.
What do you got, rust on your names?
That's exactly the way I picture it happening, because Patriots fans said we won a championship in down here.
I don't
when Tom Brady won it in Tampa.
I don't deny that Boston has passionate fans, and good for them, right? You know, but here's the thing, dude. Portnoy, he said in his aftermath why he got emotional was because of his kids. His kids could have been wearing Anaheim Ducks jerseys as babies, and he was going to cry. Like, it didn't matter. You don't matter anymore, dude. If you wanted him and you loved him so much, why'd you let him go? And if he loved you so much, by my count, he was a free agent. He could have gone back. It was even rumored. Oh, but he signed a discount because you want to know what's better than winning one cup in Boston? Winning just two in Florida. Because two is more than one, dum-dum. And when you're part of a three-peat, that's forever, forever!
Dumbass. Rats off a ship.
Dumbass. Sodium Murphs.
Our cups mean the more. They mean so much. They're like rats multi-cups.
That's loser behavior.
Two cups, one Sully.
That's loser behavior.
That's a good fantasy football team name.
Really good. Great. I'm so glad that your rusty cup means so much. Come and visit it again in June.
I especially hate when people celebrate when a guy leaves and then all of a sudden want to claim him when he went somewhere else. I'm out on that.
Jennifer, your rats?
They're definitely off the ship.
Rats off the ship.
Behavior.
What about you, Vlad?
Yeah, get over it, man. That's right. I'm rats off a ship on that. Come on, man. Stop being jilted by your ex, man.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Go root for pasta and Swayman, dude.
Root for your Drake May.
The way they treated him when he got back was kind of goosey.
It was nice. But it's like, it was nice. You're putting more value. Oh, our cup means more. It doesn't, actually. It doesn't. You wish it did, but it doesn't. You know what means more? Ruining any chance you guys had being an elite hockey team. Making Boston hockey irrelevant. that actually means more. Being an 8 seed, coming back from 3-1, and ending anything you cared about on the ice, that's what you get. Go watch Disney on Ice, because that's the only thing that's going to mean anything in Boston hockey anymore, or Boston on Ice. Idiot.
How would that even work? No, Boston on ice?
Don't. Just let it go.
Let's go look at our memories. They mean so much more than what's happening right now.
Minus one.
Idiots.
Hey.
What?
Tobes, that was a bit of a reach, my man.
Are you guys on my side or not?
We're on your side, but when you...
We all rats off a ship, but you don't think you went too far with the...
Kind of like it when he goes too far.
I'll never stop going too far.
All right. I got you.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, we all rats off a ship. You have
what
to
kind of logic
that.
Is that?
Fam, we're already on the lifeboat. We're already on the lifeboat.
We're waiting for you.
You know what Tobin did? Tobin pulled the tour. So we already agreed with him. We all rats off a ship, but he had to go that extra thing. Say that extra thing, and then...
So dumb. Anyway, what else do we got for rats off a ship, Jennifer?
Well, would you guys like to hear from Mike McDaniel?
I mean, if we might, we
have to.
And his relationship between him and Tua.
I actually would like to hear where him... Because I think they hate each other now.
Count.
How are things right now between you and Tua?
I would say we had a great hour and a half meeting yesterday. We had a great hour meeting the day before. As Tua and I have always operated, I think there's zero uncertainty with Tua on my conviction in him and my belief in him. So I think we're both very, very eager to do better at our jobs. We're both very committed and trusting of each other to respond to what is necessary for the team to do better.
Okay.
That was 10.
Yeesh.
Now, in this hour and a half meeting with Tua.
Yeah.
Who talked longer?
I guess, I think Tua's talking later. I guess we'll find out from him.
Because, like, I bet if Tua's listening to what McDaniel's saying, he's definitely not. He's, like, wandering off, going other places.
Here's the thing. Before we read into it too much, that's every coach, every coordinator, every play caller, every quarterback. Right? They have that meeting once a week anyway. Remember, they used to show the meeting with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
So what you're saying is he just reported his obligations.
Not necessarily obligations, but just things that are the normal process of game prep.
Then I'm rats off a ship. I think they hate each other. I think it's over between those two.
I don't think they hate each other.
They're very frustrated with each other.
I think that they're both too unaware of the situation to hate one another. You see what I'm saying?
I think that Tua gets that.
Because they're both trying to, they're trying to say the right things and do the right things and all this, that they ain't really got time for feelings.
I think what happens is they sit down at that meeting and they're going to sit here and he goes, lunchtime. What do you want to get for lunch, Tua? Whatever you want, Mike.
Peanut butter jelly.
What do you want? What do you want, Mike? Whatever you want, dude. No.
Well,
tell me.
I don't eat meals per se. I'm more of a snack guy.
Yeah, he's got his jerky there.
I would flip the table.
Dude, I think I've eaten a piece of jerky once. One time.
Where are your rats?
I'm rats off a ship of the whole conversation. We having a lot of conversations about rats this team because they losing. And a lot of the conversations about things that normally happen. Like, it's not a new thing, right? The offensive coordinator or the play caller always has meetings with the quarterback. So what do you like in this situation? What do you like in this situation? Or what have you? Or can we do this? Or why are we doing this? Or watch out for the protection here or there. They have these conversations all the time. Which, by the way, I will say this. With that meeting, right, I can understand why Tua has meetings with offensive players after that. You see what I mean? To kind of get everything in order. So it's a normal process that's been made, that's been blown out of proportion because of their record.
And their words.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, if everybody didn't say anything, then people would complain about them not talking.
I don't think so.
Yes, they would.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, they
dude.
Would. If Mike McDaniel said, look, I'm not talking. It serves no purpose.
I think we would give him a standing ovation.
No. You know what the people in that room would say? You know, where you're obligated to talk to us, Mike.
He's not obligated to give him a certain – there's not a quota of words. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. He's giving him bonus syllables every single time he steps to a microphone.
You know what we call that back home? Lanyap.
Why?
Extra.
Oh.
Is that what it's
– bonus.
Interesting. There's a restaurant here in Miami that's called that.
Where are your rats, Jennifer?
I'm so rats off of ship. I'm so over them.
Like, he could be giving you some of the best news ever, but the fact that he's doing it, we probably rats off of ship, right?
Yeah.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
I would love that. Can I do it?
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
You take it easy.
No.
Vlad, where are your rats?
I've been off this ship.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Rats off a ship.
So Vlad, real quick, how you feel about your coach?
I will say this real quickly. I was upset with the way of the handling of the game this past Sunday, but the owner coming out yesterday and pretty much giving him a vote of confidence, I respected that because, you know, you don't want somebody getting fired in their first season, 0-7, and especially if you know they weren't really dealt a good hand. So him having the coaches back was okay. I'm not upset with him calling out the starting quarterback. This is his third team, and he's been given many opportunities to prove his worth, and he hasn't been able to. So I can understand that. I knew going into this season there was no expectations. I just didn't feel like we're going to be 0-7 and like that. You know what I'm saying?
Especially after you started that season scoring all in points.
After you saw those points, you're like, oh, my God. If this is like a preview of like of what could be this season, you're seeing steps of progression. You don't see that now. So, yeah. But I give Woody credit for giving the coach, a first-year coach, vote of confidence.
Sometimes you don't want the vote of confidence.
I understand that too, but it would have been weird because you could be looked upon weird. As much as we want firings and people to be let go, it's still a fraternity. So the way you treat people in letting them go is going to be perceived in very closely by other athletes, agents, right? Like they're going to look how you treat others when you're letting them go.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
How do you feel about the Pro Bowl being moved to the week of the Super Bowl with flag football games and a skills competition?
Just rats off a ship. Just like, you know, just do the Pro Bowl like you used to do or don't do it. I'm sick of them trying to change all-star games all over the place. You know who doesn't change the all-star game? Like baseball. It's baseball. The only thing they ever did once was like put stakes on it, which you didn't need to do because it's a baseball game. All these competitions, they're going to do world versus American in the NBA, and it's going to suck too because no one's going to try. And so either just give them the honor, you know, and that's it, or go back to a regular football game. I'm not here to watch Guts. This isn't Nickelodeon.
Yeah, here to watch Guts?
Yeah, you remember that? Do you have it? Guts.
I know who does it.
Guts.
Hey, you remember the theme song.
Oh, who couldn't? Watch a Guts marathon on Nickelodeon? Anyway, rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm bad enough.
Yeah, I'm with
rats
you.
Off a ship.
Jennifer?
Same. I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Vlad?
I've been rats off a ship on the Pro Bowl for a long time. Bring that thing back to Hawaii.
Same, exactly, dude. Whenever when they brought it here, it was over.
It was done. When they went through, when they brought it to Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they did. Yeah. It, they did it here too, and they
was in Miami.
Yeah.
That was one of the perks of being in the Pro Bowl was the trip to Hawaii, being on staying in a hotel and just walking outside to practice.
And what was great, you could bring your family, and that would be like, look, I know I've been gone for 4 months, so here's this trip to Hawaii. Yep. All paid for by the league,
right,
saying thank you for being a great support that you needed to be for us this whole season. Now you can't do that.
That is Rats Off a Ship. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.